Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And a high drive, hit back into deep right field. Junior has just knocked the door down to the 500 club. A high drive into the lower deck and right. Number 30 touches them all. The dugout empties as he rounds third, getting the glad hand from Mark Berry. Greeted at home plate by Adam Dunn. Now Jason LaRue, followed by Sean Casey. And each of them will get a piece of Ken Griffey Jr. before he gets back into the dugout, getting his 500th home run to right field. Leading off this sixth inning, and last but not least, manager Dave Miley. And now Jr. running down toward the area where his mom and dad sit, and he is there with his father for a big Father's Day hug. What a scene this is here at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sundays, 9 a.m. to noon.
That is a terrific moment, and now we've got two Griffey nuggets on Father's Day. Earlier we played when they went back-to-back, when they were teammates. And that was just tremendous video, which is making its way around Twitter today like so many things do of this style. But it's Griffey hitting his 500th home run in St. Louis as a Red with his father, Ken Sr., in the stands. And just such a great, great little bit of video. Happy Father's Day to you. It's Matt Spiegel here on Hit and Run. A little bonus Hit and Run today after the noon hour up until Cubs pregame at 12:35. Want to hear from you regarding your stories of your father and baseball as we wrap up the show. A couple callers online we will get to in a moment, and a couple open phone lines if you want to hop on. Had some great, great stories all throughout the morning so far. So 312-644-6767. Some have come in via text as well. At the Tech Zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Here's a text or two. It was the game after the 1999 White Sox opener. My dad asked if I wanted to go. We got down there a half hour before the game, and we needed tickets. We saw a guy and his daughter, and he had tickets. He told my dad to come with us. We went with him, walked to the section behind home plate. We ended up 10 rows up behind the plate. Since that day, I've been a lifelong White Sox fan, kicked off my relationship with my dad, too. Hope you and Ruben have a great day with Christine. Speaks good vibes, babe. That's Ross in Woodridge. Thank you, Ross. Another text. My father, a lifelong Cub fan, died in February of 2016. Some of his last coherent words were to not get too excited about the team in 2016. I would give my legs to have had him see it. Someone told me he did, just from better seats. I hope that's true. Woof. Good stuff. Thank you for texting it in. Here's one. Wish I had time to call in, but here's one of many great baseball dad memories. My dad used me and my sister as beer mules and would have us bring a blanket with a few beers stashed in them, even if it were July, because security wouldn't check a cute kid for smuggling in beer. One time he was trying to inconspicuously open his contraband beer. He sliced his hand on the lip. It was bleeding a decent amount, but he refused to get help because he thought he would get caught. That's Kevin in Wisconsin. Using the kids as beer mules. Hey, bring a blanket. Dad, it's 90. I don't care. Bring the blanket. Dad, this blanket's heavy. What's in here? Don't worry about it. Oh, my God. It's so good. Let's go to the phone lines. Eric is downtown in the Loop and is now on Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel. What's up,
yeah,
Eric?
Thanks. My dad infected me with baseball growing up in New York. He coached my Little League team. I became a lifelong addict, just like he was. He was a Brooklyn Dodger fan, cut his heart out when they left New York. But I have a Chicago connection. So looking through his things after he passed away in 2010, he acclimated back from World War II. He had a tough time, and he took my mother to games at Ebbets Field, kept scorecards that I still have. But the gem I found was a rolling scorebook with all seven games of the 1945 World Series between the Cubs and the Tigers. He was obviously in New York. He wasn't a fan of either, but he was such into the baseball thing when he came back from the war in 45 that he kept score, and I still have that book.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. And a legendary series. The last time there was a World Series game at Wrigley Field before 2016. Great call. Thank you so much. We'll stay on the phones with Matt in Lowell. On Hit and Run, on The Score. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Speaks. How are you, buddy? Good show.
Thank you, sir. I'm wonderful.
I listen every Sunday religiously.
Oh, appreciate it.
This is kind of a different dad story, maybe not so warm and fuzzy. You have to understand, my father, he didn't coach my Little League team. He was president of the Little League team. He didn't coach my football team. He was president of Pop Warner.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't involved with PTA. He was president of the damn school board. And I had an older brother who was very athletic.
Yeah.
Very good at football, like my father was. My sport happened to be baseball and basketball. Not good enough. Those are sissy sports.
Oh.
Anyway, my dad finally came to one of my baseball games. The parents had already split. Dad was living in Georgia. My freshman year of high school, I'm playing on the varsity team, facing off against Steve Trout, who was at Thornwood at that time. He was a senior at Thornwood.
Yeah.
I pitched a two-hit, 13-strikeout game.
Wow.
We won 6-0.
Wow.
Went out to dinner with my dad afterwards, a little puffy childhood, as you can imagine. Said, hey, what'd you think, Dad?
Uh-huh.
Well, you struck out twice, son.
Oh, no, no, Matt, you're a freshman, striking out 13,
yeah.
A two-hit shutout against Steve Trout, and he couldn't give it up. Oh, no.
Not good enough.
Did he ever give it up? I hope you felt like he was proud of you eventually in that. Oh, and he's gone? Sean, he hung up? Oh. That's terrible.
We're having phone issues, so I don't know if I hung up on him on accident, but I don't think I did.
Oh, my God. He tells me this story, and I'm hoping and expecting. And that night, my father said, son, I've been wrong all along. I love you. I'm proud of you as a ball player. Nope.
Throw a no-hitter, then we'll talk.
He said, you struck out twice. Oh, thanks, Dad. That was great. Oh, that was painful. That was like a movie. When you're waiting for a movie and you assume it's going to be a good ending, and you're like, oh, this is going to be good. That's right. What? What? Really? Really? I invested an hour and a half for that? You kidding me? Can't handle that. That's why I hate The Notebook. It's the worst movie of all time. Terrible. And you know it is. Even if you love it, you know it's a terrible movie because of what it does to you. Let's continue on the phone lines. John is in Kankakee. Hello, John. Welcome into Hit and Run.
Hey, Spiegs.
Hey, what's going on?
My story is in 1967 with the Eddie Stanky White Sox, my dad had season tickets on the third baseline, and Joe Horland was throwing what turned out to be his no-hitter. And about the fifth inning, we're watching it at home, and he was looking pretty dominant. My dad's like, "Did you ever see a no-hitter?" I go, "No." He goes, "Let's go." And we jumped in the car and drove down to Comiskey Park as rapidly as possible, got in our seats by the seventh inning, and were able to see the end of the no-hitter.
Oh, that's phenomenal. See, that's great. And that teaches you a lot of things. Spontaneity, right? The power of experience and who you're doing stuff like that with. That's beautiful. Good on you, Pops. See, and I don't know, is John still there or is John gone? I know we have...
still here.
Hey, John, did you have tickets or did you go in because they opened the gates for people? You had tickets?
No, we had... We had season tickets there.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's beautiful that you went. John, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. It used to be when they would open the gates to let people out, like usually bottom seven, maybe top eight, you could just go in because everybody's leaving. They just open the gates. Whatever. I went to the end of a lot of good games, and I'd pray for extra innings and hope it would continue. But that's great, John. I love that memory of your pops getting you out there. And you saw the end of the no-hitter. Let's go to Tom in Bolingbrook on The Score. Tom, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, good, Spiegs. How are you? Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
I have a bittersweet story. My father always took us to Comiskey Park for Sox games, even though I kind of grew up watching Cubs games on TV myself. Our family was living in Birmingham, Alabama. My son was 4 months old. At the time, we went to watch a Birmingham Barons game. It was July 4th, 1999. He was struck in the head by a foul ball.
Did we lose the caller?
Claire, Matt.
Yeah, still here. We lost you for a little while. So tell me, he was struck in the head by a foul ball is where you started to break up.
Yeah, he was struck in the head by a foul ball. I wish they had nets back then, but they didn't. But to make a long story short, he's grown up. He's a great kid. We're able to, growing up with him, he doesn't have use of one of his arms. So I used to show him videos of Jim Abbott pitching, and he played baseball up until the point where it got too competitive for him, you know, and he just couldn't keep up anymore. But a wonderful kid. We got to take my father to his last White Sox game a few years ago. My son was with us and got to experience that with his grandfather. He's just a great kid, and I just want, you know, all fathers out there to know, you know, just be careful with your kids and spend every second you have with them. Just great memories, and my son's a wonderful kid right now, so I couldn't ask for anything more.
I appreciate very much you calling and sharing that. Thank you. And that's the thing. It's, you know, definitely a big part of why I love the game, just as a backdrop for whatever you're dealing with. If you love it, it's there every day. And whether it's good or bad, what you're dealing with, the game is there every day. And that can be really, really valuable in that sense. Let's go to Todd, who's in Dwight on 670 The Score. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Hey, Spiegs. Hey, I'm doing great. Happy Father's Day, buddy. And thanks for doing this. This is awesome. So just to give you the best background of the story, my dad, you really have to picture, you know, a guy that's crabby and cranky, like Red Foreman. Like, I think they modeled that character after my dad from the 70s show. Plus, he had a bad back, so he was always extra crabby. But anyways, being a Depression-era guy, He only took my brother and I, I'm about your age, maybe a year older. He only took us to doubleheaders when they were a common thing back in the 70s, you know, a two-for-one deal. And we would pack our own lunch and the whole nine yards. So anyways, it was my first baseball game. I was probably six or seven, doubleheader against the Tigers. Sox got crushed in both games. And, of course, we left about fifth inning, sixth inning of the second game because my dad, I'm not going to sit around and watch the rest of this. That's just how he was, which always broke my heart when we'd have to leave early. But anyways, you might remember, and your son's about my age just listening in, you're at that age where you're maybe too big to be carried by your dad. And I don't know if you ever did this, but you fake being asleep, when you get out of the car thinking if your dad will... You got it. So anyway, so I was about that. My dad was normally not one to carry me, but it was just getting a little dark, long day, hot day. And so I faked being asleep in the back seat. And it was bat day, by the way, with the big bats, not the mini ones. So my dad carried me in, changed, you know, to help get my PJs on. And I was laying in bed, and my mom, who was more of the softy, tried to take the bat out of my hands. And normally my dad, and I wouldn't let go. And normally my dad would be like, hey, let go of the bat and do what your mother said, you know. And I'll never forget, my dad looked at him and just said, you know what, honey, just let him sleep with the bat. And like, that was so uncharacteristic, but it was just, you know, the perfect ending to a perfect day. So anyways, thanks for letting me share that, buddy. And again, happy Father's Day. Enjoy it.
Hey, Todd, thank you. That's a beautiful story. Love that. Appreciate it very much. Folks, Matt in Lowell has texted in, who told us the story about how he dominated on the mound and was hoping his dad would give him some love and respect, and instead he said, you struck out twice. Matt in Lowell texts, he said, sorry I snipped you. No. No words were ever spoken about it. He never knew how much that hurt. Thanks, Matt, for adding that. And that's terrible. I want to hug Matt. Matt, I'm hugging you from afar. All of Chicago Hit and Run listeners are hugging you on this Father's Day, sir.
We remember your Steve Trout strikeout. Thank you, Matt.
We do. We remember your 13K two-hit shutout as a freshman against Steve Trout, a senior at Thornwood at the time. You did good, kid. You did good. We'll come back and do one more segment on Hit and Run before Cubs baseball at 12:35 on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You know, I don't back down from anybody. The only person I'm scared of is God and my dad's.
That's it. Zach LaVine. He's not a baseball player, though, Sean. Come on, man.
I know that.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. Just making sure you're aware. I love that. Still struck by Matt in Lowell's call. I hope that our approval as a listener base and as a show and as a host helps in whatever way it can. I was thinking today about fathers managing their sons in baseball. And I know that Felipe Alou managed Moises Alou. So I looked it up. I did not remember. Somehow I didn't remember that Brett Bochy played for Bruce Bochy with the San Francisco Giants in 2014. He's the only pitcher on this list. So that's the only time that a manager has ever gone out to the mound and called for his son from the bullpen in the big leagues. That's pretty cool. Connie Mack had a son that played for parts of different seasons. Surprised he didn't have more than just one, being that he managed for like 50 years. Yogi Berra managed Dale Berra. His son was a shortstop. I remember that with the Yankees in 85. Hal McRae managed Brian McRae in Kansas City for about 4 years. Bob Boone managed Aaron Boone in Cincinnati. And now Aaron Boone then becomes a manager himself. And Cal Ripken Sr. managed two sons. He's the only one who ever had two sons on the same team. Cal Ripken Jr. and Billy Ripken. For a couple of years, 87 and 88, Cal Ripken Sr. managed two sons. Pretty neat. It's Hit and Run, a special Father's Day edition. We could bemoan the Cubs' offensive woes the last month. We could talk about the starting pitcher struggles for the Cubs. We could talk about the White Sox dropping the first three in Houston. We did a lot of that in the first hour, but it's something a little different today. As we celebrate a Father's Day baseball style and continue to take your phone calls and texts at 312-644-6767. Here's a text. I grew up on a farm between Pontiac and Dwight, Illinois. My dad wasn't a sports fan, but always allowed me and my siblings to play sports and take time away from helping on the family farm. He always took us to a Cubs game every summer, even though I'm sure he didn't really care about it all that much. But my siblings and I always loved going, and I'm sure that's why he did it. Very cool. Appreciate it. West Side Johnny, first up in this segment on the phones on Hit and Run. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. Thank you.
So I got a great story. So my father was a lifelong Cubs fan and played baseball his whole life, taught me to play the game. It was a large part of our life. I was a pitcher. He was my catcher. When I was pitching in high school, if I would rely too much on my fastball, he would stand behind the backstop and raise up two fingers and tell me to go to the curve. Well, so fast forward many years later, I'm turning 40, and my wife sends me to Cubs Fantasy Camp as a gift. And anybody who knows about Cubs Fantasy Camp, the very last day of the camp, you get to play against the pros. So there I am standing on the mound at a Ho-Ho Camp, and in the box is Ryne Sandberg, my childhood hero. And despite the fact that I know this is really not a real game, I'm shaking like a leaf. So I throw a fastball about, I don't know, 65 miles an hour, and I don't remember what happened to it, but it was either ball or strike. Next thing I know, I hear from the stands, "Throw the deuce." And I had no idea that my mom had flown my dad out to see the last day. Oh. So I throw this ridiculous curveball that hangs forever, and Ryne Sandberg grounds out to shortstop. After he's thrown out, Ryne Sandberg is laughing as if he should have killed it. I'm laughing. Can't believe that happened. I turn to my dad in the stands, and he's clapping like it's a real game. And it brought a tear to my eye.
Oh, that's beautiful. Your mom flew him out for the final day of fantasy camp. That is tremendous, and now you've got that forever. Thank you, Johnny. That's good stuff. Let's go to Pete in Three Oaks on 670 The Score.
How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Pete.
Hey, 1969, my dad from Three Oaks, Michigan, would put all us kids in the car, and we could all bring a friend. And no air conditioning in the car. We would take a 68 Chevy Impala station wagon into Chicago. And we were going down Lakeshore Drive. I was sitting in the back seat looking out the back. In those days, the 68 Impala station wagons, the back seat way in back, faced outside the other way. And we're going down Lakeshore Drive.
The way back.
We get
sir,
the
yes.
Yeah, we get to about a mile from Belmont on Lakeshore Drive, and the friend sitting next to me looks at me and says, "That's Billy Williams behind us." And I said, "Oh, my God, it is." And we all started waving to him and stuff, and he actually pulled over at Belmont and signed all our autographs. And it was just amazing. It was Billy Williams Day, and it was just amazing. And I still have the autograph that he gave me back then, but just an amazing guy and just a true Cub legend. I just had to share that with you guys. And my dad put 9 kids in the car and driving to... And we were all, I mean, I was 9 at the time, but I think we had ages from 13 down to like 6. Oh. But just had to share that story, guys.
Love it. Love it. That's awesome. 9 kids in the car and Billy Williams on the highway pulling over and signing for all you guys. That's great stuff. Some more texts coming in at 312-644. Is that right? 67? I think that's right. I was working on the roses in the garden because my abuelo, my grandfather, made me do it. And I was thinking about how much I hated working in the roses in the garden. And he comes around the corner and asks me if I want to go to a baseball game. It would be my first. I said, yes, we were Cub fans, but it was cheaper to see the Sox. So he took an old sock shirt we used as an oil rag, threw it at me and said, "Put it on," and we were out the door. Man, that's a great memory right there. Love that. Here's another. I'm a lifelong Sox fan. My dad was a lifelong baseball fan. Born in Brooklyn, grew up in Baltimore, ended up in Chicago. When my mom was pregnant with me, my dad woke her up with a great name suggestion. Santorini Orestes, Mini Minoso. And yes, my dad was serious, but sadly, I'm a girl. Also, to the day he died, he had his Joe DiMaggio baseball card in his wallet. He also had pictures of his kids. That's great stuff. Thank you so much. 312-644-6767. Got a couple more moments here. Jimmy and Steger, you're on the score. Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, man. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Hey, man, I got a good one. My dad was a World War II sailor. I joined the Navy. I was in the Navy in 1989, right before Desert Shield started. I come on leave before our ship goes on tour, and my dad and I decided to go to a Cubs game. And my dad loved baseball. He's a big baseball fan. And the game we ended up going to was on an afternoon against Houston. That's the game the Cubs were losing 9-0, and they come back and won it 10-9. My dad and I just had a blast.
Oh, that's awesome. Good stuff. Thank you, Jimmy. And Mike in Woodstock will be our last caller on Hit and Run, Father's Day edition, right here on the score.
How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good, Mike.
Yeah, it was when my dad was a carpenter, so I didn't get to go to games much, and he had a job near the north part of Chicago, and he said, "I said, Dad, there's a Cubs game going on. Can you give me the money to go?" He said, "Yeah, sure, you can go." When he was working, I took the bus down to the Wrigley Field, went in the the bleacher set and cut a couple practice games for batting practice and brought them there. And one of them my brother has used for autographs over the years.
Oh, that's cool. So you got a couple of balls and one is still getting used for autographs.
Oh, for autographs from the late 70s, early 80s Cubs.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I have really enjoyed these calls and these texts. Here's one more from Trevor in Barrington. When I was in high school, my dad was an umpire. Later, I became an umpire. We spent 5 straight Father's Days doing a tournament together. That's cool. Anyways, my sophomore year, he was behind the plate for one of my games. My first at bat, he rings me up with the loudest called third strike ever. I look back like, come on. And he's like, you have to protect the plate. Next time up, I get a hanging pitch, and I crushed it over the left field fence. I look back at him and say, is that protecting the plate enough? I could see him grinning through his mask while trying to be impartial. He was so proud after the game. That's Trevor in Barrington. Oh, that's great. Trevor, you made us like umpires a little bit. Just a little bit. A little mild fondness for umpires. From you. To us. So thank you for that. Thank you to everybody for these for all your involvement today. If you missed any of today and you're enjoying some of the fatherhood content, make sure you go back and listen to Mike Bryant from 10 o'clock. Listen to Rick Giolito at 11 o'clock. And you could listen to my dad from 9:40 if you like. the Mike Bryant stuff especially got him rolling. Man, that guy has stories, loves to talk, and when and really had some space. An interview I've wanted to do with him in that way for a long, long time. Some incredible Ted Williams stuff. And then I had to ask him about Dennis Oil Can Boyd. But Chris Bryant's father, Mike, was just beautiful, talking about the game, talking about how he taught his son to play with joy, how he taught his son to play with humility, and that was just Chris. Now, Chris was always the guy willing to play whatever position needed so somebody else could play somewhere else. Chris, Jimmy has to play first, so you play third today. Chris, Scott has to play third, so you play right today. And Chris would be like, okay, okay. Just go out there and do it. He's talking about Chris as a kid being that. And isn't that just like the Chris Bryant you get to see every day as a member of the Cubs?
And now see? I want to see Chris Bryant play catcher and throw people out like Benito Santiago.
Yes! Inspired by the young Padres catcher Benito Santiago. Sean Anderson, great job today. Thank you so much. Thanks to Lawrence Holmes for being on the show, and to Rick Giolito, Mike Bryant, and Herb Spiegel for being on the show. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Cubs baseball coming up next. Zach Zabin has the pregame for you. Then it's Pat and Ron just after the top of the hour. Have a great day, everybody. I'll be back with Parkins tomorrow for Parkins and Spiegel all week, 2 to 6 here on The Score. Happy Father's Day to everyone.
Hi, Dad.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.